Round the World in 80 Days.
But the incredulous Stuart was not convinced. It must be confessed, Mr. Ralph, that you have found a funny way of saying that the world has grown smaller, because the tour of it is now made in 3 months.
In 80 days only, said Phileas Fogg.
Yes, gentlemen, added John Sullivan, this is true. Here is the calculation made by the Morning Chronicle. From London to Suez via Mont-Cenis and Brindisi by rail and steamers, 7 days. From Suez to Bombay, steamer, 13 days. From Bombay to Calcutta, rail, 3 days. From Calcutta to Hong Kong, China, steamer, 13 days. From Hong Kong to Yokohama, Japan, steamer, 6 days. From Yokohama to San Francisco, steamer, 22 days. From San Francisco to New York, rail, 7 days. From New York to London, steamer and rail, 9 days. Total, 80 days. Yes, 80 days, exclaimed Andrew Stuart, who by inattention made a wrong deal. But not including bad weather, contrary winds, shipwrecks, running off the track, etc.?
Everything included, replied Phileas Fogg, continuing to play, for this time the discussion no longer respected the game. Andrew Stuart, whose turn it was to deal, gathered up the card, saying,
Oh, theoretically you're right, Mr. Fogg, but practically...
Practically also, Mr. Stuart.
Well, make it then.
A tour of the world in 80 days?
Yes.
I am willing.
When?
At once. Only I warn you that I shall do it at your expense.
It is folly, cried Stuart, who was beginning to be vexed at the persistence of his partner. Stop! Let us play rather.
Deal again, then, replied Phileas Fogg, for there is a false deal. Andrew Stuart took up the cards again with a feverish hand. Then suddenly placing them upon the table, he said,
Well, Mr. Fogg, do it. And I bet £4,000.
My dear Stuart, said Fallentin, compose yourself. It's not serious.
When I say I bet, replied Andrew Stuart, it is always serious.
So be it, said Mr. Fogg, and then turning to his companions continued, I have £20,000 deposited at Baring Brothers. I will willingly risk them.
£20,000? Cried John Sullivan.
£20,000, which an unforeseen delay may make you lose.
The unforeseen does not exist, replied Phileas Fogg quietly.
But, Mr. Fogg, this period of 80 days is calculated only as a minimum of time.
A minimum, well employed, suffices for everything.
But in order not to exceed it, you must jump mathematically from the trains into the steamers, and then from the steamers upon the trains.
I will jump mathematically. I bet £20,000 against who will that I will make the tour of the world in 80 days or less. That is, 1920 hours or 115,200 minutes. Do you accept?
We accept,
replied Mrs. Stuart, Fallentin, Sullivan, Flanagan, and Ralph, after having consulted. Very well, said Mr. Fogg. The Dover train starts at 8:45. I shall take it.
This very evening? Asked Stuart.
This very evening, replied Phileas Fogg. Then he added, consulting a pocket almanac, Since today is Wednesday, the 2nd of October, I ought to be back in London, in this very saloon of the Reform Club, on Saturday, the 21st of December, at 8:45 in the evening, in default of which the £20,000 at present deposited to my credit with Baring Brothers will belong to you, gentlemen, in fact and by right. Here is the cheque of like amount.